This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The call came while she was sitting with her dad at a pizza place. Essentially, the message was, "Sorry, we're canceling our entire order from your business." Since that was all the product that she had to sell, it seemed like disaster. But this was just a turning point in the development of what has become a remarkable business in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Jacqueline Leffler is the founder of Leffler Prime Performance, a direct-to-consumer beef marketing business which she operates in conjunction with her family's farm. She lives on the place where she grew up, near the rural community of Americus, population 776 people. Now that's rural. "We're the fourth generation on the farm," Jacqueline said. "Our family has been here since 1941. The Lefflers produce beef cattle, corn, soybeans, and wheat. My sister and I grew up in 4-H," Jacqueline said. "My grandfather would give us a steer for 4-H each year, but the proceeds from the steer's sale had to go into a savings account for our college education," she said. Jacqueline noticed that some local people would buy those steers directly after the fair. Jacqueline was also involved in sports. She found she especially enjoyed track and field. "We had a new teacher who had been a collegiate track and field coach, so he really helped develop our talents," Jacqueline said. At Northern Heights High School, she became an 8-time state champion in the shot put and discus and was highly recruited nationally. "I had coaches from Oregon to North Carolina sitting in my living room, but I'm a Kansas kid," Jacqueline said. On her birthday in 2008 at her local church, she signed a letter of intent to Kansas State. She would go on to a successful collegiate career, scoring highly at the Big 12 and NCAA national championships. After graduation, she coached track for 2 years at Emporia State while helping her dad and grandpa on the farm. Then she began doing private coaching of track athletes on her own. Now she is working with a nearby sports academy as well. Meanwhile, she saw an opportunity to add value to her family's beef sales by doing direct marketing to consumers. She started with 5 head of cattle and reached a deal with a retail outlet to buy them. Then she got a call while she happened to be sitting in a pizza restaurant with her dad. The retailer was backing out of the deal. Jacqueline had her entire inventory of 5 head ready to go to market, but suddenly there was no buyer. "I thought it was the end," Jacqueline said. She put a post on Facebook and essentially said, "If anybody needs beef, let us know." "The community rallied around me," Jacqueline said. "Friends and neighbors stepped up to buy the beef. I saw the power of social media and community," she said. She grew her direct beef marketing business. Then COVID hit and demand for local beef exploded. She started connecting with consumers and other producers in a big way. She also noticed that customers would purchase a half or quarter of beef but didn't know how to prepare beef cuts for cooking. The Kansas Beef Council had boxes of beef recipe books that they couldn't take to trade shows that were canceled due to COVID, so they made those available to me, Jacqueline said. "The beef checkoff did a lot for us," she said. Today, Leffler Prime Performance is marketing retail and custom beef to states throughout the Midwest. "I enjoy putting high-quality protein in local people's freezers at an affordable price," Jacqueline said. "God has really provided me with the best support system," she said. For more information, see www.lefflerprimeperformance.com. That's lefflerprimeperformance.com. The call canceling her first order came while she was out with her dad, but it was only a curve on her journey to success. We commend Jacqueline Leffler for making a difference with her creative marketing of her family's products. Her decision to market those products directly was a good call. And what about that local sports academy? We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.